good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Paul Olfram.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I'm so happy that we can visit with you here during National Farmers Market Week. Have you had any special activities going on that you know of across the state?
I know that a lot of farmers markets throughout the state do have special activities. They like to gear up for this week and do some special things, and you know, they often gear them towards families to get them to come out to the farmers markets. They include scavenger hunts I know of going on. There are some drawings at farmers markets for free items that they give away, extra music events, some baking competitions, lots of fun things going on throughout the markets in the state this week.
All right. Well, you're giving me some ideas that we can certainly incorporate into the one we have here at the Atlantic City Park. Now, Paul, of course, he's our go-to guy when we have questions about farmers market with in the Iowa Department of Agriculture. What do you see happening in terms of numbers of markets, size of markets, kinds of things? You know, what's changing with farmers markets in Iowa?
Sure. Well, I'd say since about the year 2000, the number of farmers markets has more than doubled in Iowa, so it really has exploded. There seems to be a lot of interest in knowing your producer, if you will, when you're buying fresh produce or baked goods. So people like to get out to these markets and meet the producers. So there's been a large growth in these markets. They have been increasing in sales. We did a study in 2009, and about $38.5 million in sales in Iowa for 2009 in farmers markets. So Iowa has a robust farmers market atmosphere, if you will. Per capita, we're one of the largest states for the number of farmers markets. I administrate what's called the Farmers Market Nutrition Program in Iowa, and we have over 130 markets participate in that program. So it's very robust in this state.
And that's always interesting to me, Paul, when I hear that number, because you would think, for instance, California, the East Coast might have, and they do have total number more, but not per person.
That's correct, yeah. Per person, they would be under Iowa. So Iowa is one of the top, I think, five in the nation per capita markets.
Well, when I think about locations, I'm thinking, well, and I don't know about southeast Iowa, but most of the rest of the state, when I look at the map, no one is very far away from a farmer's market because they're in so many of the small towns.
That's correct. You're absolutely right. You shouldn't have to drive too far, 10 miles. I think even in that 2009 study, they showed that on average, someone would have to drive 8 or 9 miles to get to a market.
Mm-hmm. And that says, too, if you want to go more than one day, because most markets, I'm going to generalize, say, operate one day a week. I know that some do two or three, but they're on different days, so you could go to different markets and get that fresh food.
Yeah.
I was looking on the web, Paul, and found a list of those top 10 or top 15 farmers markets in the United States, and those were put together by tourism groups, which I find really interesting that comes up as a topic in tourism. It is a tourist attraction.
Yeah, you're right. It really is. People, if they're on vacation, they more and more they'll put farmers markets on their list of to-do things, and some of these markets are turning into, they're like events that
yes.
would want to go and visit. So you're absolutely right.
As you mentioned, and that there is more than fresh produce, but I always have to remind myself our main purpose here is for people to have access to fresh, locally grown produce, and all the other is kind of just a big plus for people to come and enjoy.
Yeah, then that's kind of the beauty of a farmer's market. You get to visit the growers, and the growers can get together and be in one location and sell what they've just probably picked that morning.
Could very well be.
Kind of folks.
Yes, yes. Now, and I want to go back a minute. You mentioned that you are the administrator for the nutrition program. Tell us, there's several parts to that. Tell us a bit more about that program.
Okay, sure. Well, the Farmers Market Nutrition Program is a congressionally authorized program, so you can find it in, I think, about 40 states in the nation. And in Iowa, we have a pretty robust program. We have two populations we serve. The Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program serves eligible seniors that are 60 years of age or more, and then they meet some income guidelines. And then we also serve folks in the WIC program, the Women, Infants, and Children program. So those folks can receive benefits. It's not a huge benefit in any given year. For the seniors, they receive 10 $3 vouchers. The WIC folks receive 9 $3 vouchers. So, but it's enough of an inducement to get them out to the farmers markets in their area. And then with those vouchers, they are only able to buy locally grown, fresh, unprepared produce. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about stuff right out of the garden or off the tree, if you will.
Hopefully, it helps all of us to get kind of in a habit of doing that, and so hopefully the coupons get folks in the habit of saying, hey, this is a really good deal, and it's fun as well getting some really good food. Now, when folks with coupons come to the market, they may not find that every producer, every vendor can take those.
That's right. I'm glad you brought that up. Yep. The vendors in this program that participate in the program have to go through training, and they fill out an application to be in the program. So we do a training for them every 3 years, and for any new vendor in the program, that so they know that there are some guidelines where they can only accept the vouchers for the produce. It's not for baked goods or anything else, just the stuff straight out of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And those vendors, then we send them a sign, or more than one sign if they need it, that they hang at their place of business at the farmer's market. And it's a laminated sign with a green edge that says Farmer's Market Nutrition Program checks, welcome here. And then the folks with those checks can then look for those signs when they go to the market.
And then you tie that to farmers markets being certified.
Yes, that's another layer where in Iowa we have an application for it's usually the market manager completes for us. It's a one-page form that we ask them to abide by some certain things, and that is most pretty standard things like meeting weekly in the same location every week at the same time. But we do ask that they designate on that form three of these certified Farmers Market Nutrition Program vendors that pledge to be there the majority of the season, so that when the folks with the vouchers show up at the market, they're pretty much guaranteed finding vendors or producers that can accept their checks.
Mm-hmm. Paul, this is an exciting time of year. Well, I guess I'm always excited. You know, spring, it's all those new spring things. But now it just seems like there's just this plethora, just overabundance almost, of all kinds of fresh things to buy. Every week there's something new.
You sure are right. Right now it's the best time to go out there, August, September. Just every week things are coming on, and you'll find more and more variety right now as you go into the markets. You know, you could just name all sorts of fruits and vegetables that you might not have seen even 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
The melons are just coming on, the cantaloupe, of course the tomatoes, and we've seen sweet corn for a couple of weeks now, and we'll continue to do so. So all sorts of yummy, good stuff out there.
And I think one of our market people now has added raspberries, and that's such a big favorite for people. So those are just starting now also.
Yeah.
But I do, while we've said that, I do want to remind folks that most farmers markets are open into October. And again, there may not be quite the total amount, but there's still new things every week.
That's exactly right. October's a great time to find all the squashes and things like that you wouldn't see earlier on. So if your market stays open into October, I'd really encourage folks to continue going, because you will see new things and some of your old favorites will still be there as well.
You bet. Paul, one quick question. When you go to the farmer's market, what's your favorite thing you look for right now? Ooh, that's
right,
a tough
now, one. I'm a big tomato fan.
All right.
So that would be my favorite thing to look for.
And you should find plenty of them right now. We want to thank you very much, Paul Overham, for visiting with us. And, of course, he is from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and takes care of farmers markets. Until next time, here's a thought. Get to know your farmer at your farmer's market.